This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Nowadays, times are weird and times are interesting. Should these guys been more gentlemanlike to Hannah, or in these weird times, should you just kind of leave and stay in your lane? So we're going to tell you what happened to Hannah, and you tell us if these guys did the right thing or wrong thing to Hannah. 855-444-6342. So Hannah was headed to a work convention in Austin and had to grab an Uber, and they people that we that are also in radio were at the airport leaving at the same time, went to go grab an Uber at the exact same time. Should they have gotten an Uber together? 855-444-6342. It happened is Hannah was on a flight, actually, with a couple of people that actually do a radio show against us and compete against us, and they're on like a different radio station. They actually work for a different company. It was actually Rizzuto.
Yeah, I have no problem calling him out. I'm calling out Scott Rizzuto from The Point, 105.7 The Point, right across the street. I will call him out. I feel like I can call him out because I consider him my friend now, and he did not do a friend-like thing to me because when I first saw him in our flight flying to Austin, I was like, oh, hey, are you going to this radio boot camp? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, are you staying at the convention center? And he says, yeah. I'm like, okay, cool. We fly there. We land. He knows that we're both going to the same place.
Going to the same hotel, going everywhere.
He knows that because we already talked about it. He sees me there, but just gets in an Uber and goes. And I'm like, what the hell? Why didn't he ask me to go with him?
It was two guys. It was him and his boss.
Him and his boss, but we could have saved money all Ubering together. But instead, I had to Uber by myself.
So here's where I'm torn if this was the right decision. And I want your opinion on it. Because, one, they work for a different company, so the company probably picked it up. Does that make a difference?
Ooh.
Number two, there's a 20-something, you know, female. So should you have done it for safety reasons?
Oh.
But the Better opposite point. Is true. She's a 20-something female. Is it weird and creepy for a couple of dudes like hopping the Uber, girl?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I was thinking they maybe didn't offer a ride because they thought it would come across as flirting or being weird.
Ooh.
So it was.
So I think Hannah could have been the one being like, hey, we should all ride together. And I think that would have
broken the ice.
She's mad at them for not saying anything, but she didn't say anything either.
Because I thought, this is what I thought. I was nervous about Hannah just from the airport to the hotel. I had texted Hannah and said, hey, let me know when you're in your Uber, keep me updated as like a big brother. And then I had thought, like, when she told me that these guys were on the plane, I'm like, oh, she'll probably get to Uber with those guys and she'll be safe and then it'll make me feel better. And then she's like, oh, I'm in the Uber by myself. And I said, why don't those guys offer it? And she's like, I know, that shows you a lot about who they are. And I said, it does. Like, why would they not? But then I thought to myself, that would have been me. I would have done that. I would have been like, hey, girl, hop in. And then people would be like, Brett, you can't just be offering random girls rides. And people
I
think
felt
the opposite
like they
about
shouldn't
me.
Have been worried about if I thought it was creepy or not, because I felt like we had passed the point of like us being worried about creepiness. Like, we had been talking at the airport. We were cool. I thought we were fine.
That's the first time you've ever really talked to him, though,
well,
right?
Well, yeah, but like, see? I don't know. I feel like there was trust. We were both from the same place. We're both in the same radio world. Like, there was, I never, ever, ever was worried about anything being creepy. So I don't think they should have been worried either. Like, we were
but
cool.
But as guys, but we don't know that.
Yeah, guys don't know that. That's the only thing I would think of. They probably were just like, oh, she's probably already got plans. She's already got somebody getting her. We're good.
See, or
my company doesn't pay for my Uber, okay?
And they probably know
geez.
That, too.
My thought process is I'm the guy who would have offered it. And then everyone
You would have done
that. Yes. And then everyone would have told me, Brett, that was inappropriate afterwards. I'm like, oh, man, I didn't even think of it that way. Right. So what is the move? If you see, now listen to the way I even described this, and you're going to tell me, I guarantee more people are going to say no. You see a solo girl at the airport, and you know you're going to the exact same place. Do you tell her, come in my Uber for safety reasons? Or is that inappropriate and that weird? 855-444-6342. See a solo person in the airport, solo woman. You've only talked to her once. You only talked to her once. You know you're going to the same hotel. Do you offer to ride share with her?
It should have been inappropriate and asked me.
855-444-MEGA. Take your calls on this. And find out if these guys were gentlemanlike or not. Was it the gentleman thing to do to not offer her a ride because they didn't want to seem creepy and gave her space? Say, you're a grown woman, you got it? Or was the gentleman thing to do to offer the ride? What was the gentleman thing to do in this situation? If you are at the airport and you see someone you are an acquaintance with, do you offer for them to hop in the Uber with you if you're going to the same place? Or are you like, hey, you're a strong, independent woman. I don't want to overstep. I'm just trying to be a gentleman. I know you got your thing going. Because that's what happened to Hannah. 855-444-6342. Hannah had actually ran into another radio show at the airport. It was actually the Rizzuto show and their boss. And she was like, hey, they didn't offer to jump in the Uber, like ride in the Uber. We're going to the same place. Don't you think they should have offered? And I was kind of torn because, like, at this day and age, you know, is it inappropriate to go to some woman in their 20s and be like, hop in the Uber, girl, I got you? Or are you being a gentleman by letting her be independent and doing her thing? And
or they should know that I'm 20 and I was alone in an airport in a different city and I'm broke, obviously, so they should have asked me to go with them.
I feel like you are a strong woman, and I don't know what you're supposed to do in that situation when you're just like a grown man. What do you think, Tony? Do you think Hannah, do you think these guys are being gentlemen by letting her do her own thing, or the gentleman thing would have been to offer the ride?
Now, back in the year 2000 or something, yeah, it would have been a gentleman thing to let her get in the car. But this day and age, no, because chivalry is dead, man. There's no way in this day and age that anyone would look at that as the right thing to do nowadays. And it's sad to say because back then it was okay, you know, to open a door for a woman, offer a woman a ride, no matter who you are. But nowadays you can't even do that because the whole internet in the world will look at you as a creep.
Well.
My man, thank you so much for the call, Tony. I honestly do think that's like something you have to think about. Yeah. As those guys were probably like, I'm going to look creepy.
They could have at least offered me. I didn't have to say yes.
And you could have offered him.
Yeah. I think like if she was like, hey, do you guys want to go together? They would have been the ones who pay. Like, oh, I got you, girl. Yeah. But like, I'm the idiot that people, I wouldn't have thought of that. I would have offered a ride. But then if someone would have told me, like, Brett, you can't do that.
I guess I'm
that.
Used to your idiot behavior.
Yeah. Then. Like, yeah. People are like, Brett, it's 20. I'm old school. But like Tony said, like in 2025, that you're just.
Chivalry's dead because everyone's creepy.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm not a creepy guy, I swear. But maybe that makes me creepy.
That's what all creepy guys say. I'm not creepy, I swear.
Mike, do you think these guys should have offered her a ride or would have looked creepy?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you got to look at it like, what would Riz's wife think?
Okay,
so,
what would,
you know.
So you got to look at it, what would this guy's wife think in this situation?
Right.
I know
people that aren't allowed to be in an elevator with a woman alone. You know?
What?
So,
what is their history? That is crazy. Yeah.
I feel like those are people that were in prison, Mike.
Oh my God.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.